Okay, I feel the sacred stirring within me this morning, don't you? That's the title of this daily word I'm going to read you from a little booklet, Healing Thoughts. And this morning, I just decided to do this morning. I was prepping myself in prayer. And I always get something to get me started. And I said, thank you, Spirit, because I didn't know how to start this lesson out. But it was right there in front of me. So, sacred stirrings. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me, and I will answer. God, whenever I feel confused or frightened, you reassure me with the stirring of your spirit within my soul. Then your presence surrounds me with a renewed sense of security. With that sacred stirring, dear God, my soul awakens to you and longs to know more of you. I feel your glory flowing through me as life and energy. God, you are guiding me. I am renewed in purpose. My purpose is to live in your light and be an instrument through which your life flows. Each day is a new day in which I am aware of and commune with you, dear God. I feel the sacred stirring of your spirit within my soul as the assurance of your presence. God's presence stirs within my soul. Aren't you glad for that? For that reminder? That spirit, that presence is moving in and through us, leading us to our destination, the fulfillment of the Christ within. That's what I'm searching for. How about you? But you know what? We are divinely inspired. But it's one of those things we often take for granted. Did you ever have the urge to do something or be something or move towards something creative? If you did, that stirring is deep within you. We have great examples. Voila, Bridget is one of them. Didn't you feel? She didn't just sing a song this morning. She went deep within herself and poured her soul into that song. She was inspired. You know, we search so much for inspiration out here. Oh, if I could go on a vacation and lay and look at a beautiful sunset, that would be inspiring. But you know, where does that inspiration come from? Because you wouldn't think of beauty unless there was something in you that notices that beauty. That's that Christ in you that allows you to look out into the world and see through the appearance and say, hey, I am inspired to move through everything that's happening in my life. I am inspired to catch that idea that is flowing through my mind and move with it. You know, there's nothing worse to me than an idea that's wasted. And how many ideas have, I can't tell you how many I probably wasted in just this morning. But you know what? God's got us. That spirit in us is moving. It's always, you know, it moves so much, you can't help but take notice sometimes, can you? That's that driving along and looking out and seeing that beauty. That's because that inspiration was in you to even look out and know that that's what beauty looks like, to identify with it. Otherwise, it would just be a scenery. You know, sometimes we do drive along. We don't even look about us. Look at all the happenings, all the nature. But when we're inspired, we take that breath and we look out. You know, I like to check on words and to kind of break them down and see if there's something there. When I looked at the prefix in, it says within or toward. That's what we do here in Unity anyway, don't we? We turn within. We turn towards our indwelling spirit. And I really like this about spired. Never thought to break those up, did you? We have in. Spired. Spired is to breathe. We think of breathing in the breath of God all the time, don't we? So to be inspired is not an outside destination. I just want to make that clear. It's an inside work. It's an inside awareness. It's coming into the knowing that you're more than just flesh. I love that. I love that. Wayne Dyer, in a book called Inspiration, which inspired me to give this lesson, he wrote, "We don't need more of anything to be inspired. We need to take our attention away from what is seen. So much time is spent searching outside of ourselves for passion, for inspiration, that the desire is already within us, waiting to be recognized." I'm a living witness that once you recognize it, everything is beautiful. Not in some little, you know, but in a sincere, deep appreciation for the stars being placed just so. You ever think about that? And about the sun, how it shines enough to cover the darkness. And then as it moves, it lets that moon come and give us the little moonshine. Whoops. That sounds a little weird for anybody who may be watching at home. But we're talking about the moon in the sky. Yeah. So, in Unity's Keys to the Kingdom pamphlet, it reads, "Implant it within the heart of everyone is an everlasting restlessness that impels us upward and inward toward the great eternal good," which is not tangible, but the great eternal good is love, peace, a sense of belonging. This inner urging relentlessly and patiently drives and lures us beyond as a gift of God. It is the key that opens the door to who we are. you feel it in you? Aren't there times when it just stirs and spurs you into action? Sometimes I get an idea and I say, oh, I got a great idea. I'm inspired to move forth on that. And guess what? The tools that I need to perform that, they're in here. I don't have to look out here. I'll be led and guided on how to go about bringing my inspiration into manifestation. Actually, that has already happened. Prime example, the educational fund started as a dream. And then Spirit said one day, just speak the word. I like that, let it be. Just speak the word. You never know where your words may drift in the environment, in the ethers. Speak the word and be inspired, breathing in that breath of God, knowing that your heart's desire for the good of all concerned will come to pass. I love that. I love that. In the quest for deep inspiration that comes from a desire within, it's the desire really to experience more of the presence of God. We think it's the desire to have the thing or whatever, or to be able to paint, or to write, or to make quilts, or whatever it is that you are creative about. But that's really not what it's about. It's about being that full expression of Spirit, letting Spirit flow through you and out into the universe, sharing with others your talents and your God-given gifts. So what's the best way to reach a destination? What's the best way to reach a destination? You have to start. You have to begin, right? You're not going to get anywhere if you just sit there. The best way to reach a destination is to start. What's the best way you think to reach that inspiration destination? Begin to breathe. Begin to make that journey inward. You know, so often we don't even think about stepping out. But I'm looking for people to start stepping out. We have talent here. We have lots of talent. And I want to see us move forward. We've got all that other stuff behind us now. I know it's still out here, but guess what? We're inspired to know that this too shall pass, right? Yeah. So the best way to reach a destination is to just start, to take that first step, to begin. So when it comes to, just notice, take a moment, get still, settle in. What comes to your mind in the quiet? Is it busyness? Is it, I got laundry to do at home? I really do. But all that went out the door when I came in here and the Spirit enveloped me and let me know there's something greater occurring than that laundry or than that cooking or whatever it is you have to do today. You know, sit and see what comes to mind. As you're doing this, it helps to think of light. Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. And you know what? He also said what? We are the light too. So we're no different. We're no different. You know, to reach our destination, to be inspired, we must turn within. We must take the time and touch our deep innermost desire. Sometimes we think of it as a passion. What do you have a passion for? I love this time of year. This is a perfect time to think about inspiration. Anybody watching the Olympics? Oh, man. If you're not, you don't have to be a sports fan. Just watch and listen to some of the stories. Watch and listen to the adversity that some of those athletes have been through to get where they are. Watch and listen to some of the news sportcasters constantly feed out into the ethers. Oh, that one's too old. But you know what? One that they said was too old went on to make the Olympic team. It's just a beautiful thing to see the inspiration that was within them. I like the gymnast. I forgot her first name, but Biles. Yeah, Biles. Right. And that's because I'm up here in the spirit. Don't think I'm just glossing over her name, but I'm kind of high up here right now. Because you know what? God is moving in and throughout us and into this room. Don't you feel it? I feel it. Well, anyway, she talked about the reason she came back this year was not so much to win the gold, which we all know how good she is and that the likelihood of her winning gold is very likely because she's very blessed. But she said, she was back for herself to be an example to others, to be an example to those who may be thinking what they can't do, to be an example to the little children who may need to have their inspiration fed. And oh my, there's a lot of stories like that in the Olympics, that trials that are going on right now. You want to be inspired? Listen to them and it will stir up the desire and the passion in you. It will let you know if you do the work. What's the work? Right. And then what happens after you pray and meditate? Make that first step. Follow that inner guidance. You know, for me, I was thinking this morning when I woke up that I am inspired to know that my true identity is spirit. You know, I didn't know that. I guess 20, 30 years is a short time ago. I didn't know that, and I was just existing. But now I live, and I live because in me, I know that no matter what life throws at me, no matter what comes, no matter how down I may get, if I take a moment, turn within, listen to my inner spirit. It's okay, Vernetta. It's going to be okay because you have enough tools in your tool belt to work through an experience. Now, don't sit there and think, oh, she's saying all this stuff, but I am marching through it. And I want you to, too. I want you to know you can hold on and you can move through. And not only just move through as just an existence, your light can shine and you'll be inspired and you'll know what your passion is and you can do it. It doesn't matter what the age is. There are no limitations in spirit. Sure, Mary's sitting there. Mary plays beautifully. Beautifully.
And I'm 92 years old.
And she's 92 years old. Yes. There's no age limit, no boundaries. Yes. So, you know what? I'm gonna help you take that first step this morning. I want you to find a comfortable position. I want you to just breathe. That's that inspired. We're breathing in. We're inspired. And as we take this moment, and you know this, so with your eyes closed or just settled within, let's affirm the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now breathe in. Breathe in first deep and hold it and release. And tell every area of your body it's okay right now. We're going to go apart a while within. We're going to commune with that activity of spirit flowing. Breathing in and breathing out. Just think for a moment. In every flow of blood, in every breath, in every circulation going on within you right here, right now, there is the Christ presence. And if you feel like anything is blocking that flow in this minute, just let it be. Set it aside for a moment. You know, you can talk to those thoughts too. Tell it it's okay. We're just going to be quiet a while. Breathing in and breathing out, taking that moment, taking that breath, being inspired. You know, we're loved with an everlasting love. The Spirit within us is pouring into our hearts in this very moment. All the love, all the peace, all you need to be the spiritual being that you are. You are an expression of love itself. Breathing in and breathing out, letting that light flow over you. That light will shine in the dark places that may still be deep within your soul, allowing you to come into the awareness of them and letting them know it's all right to go. It's our right to be released. Breathing in and breathing out. Coming to that point deep within to our inner chamber. And we step over that threshold and immediately we know we are the presence of Spirit. We are the Christ. We are being refueled and recharged in this moment, right here, right now. And with a big sigh, we surrender and let go and just be. And in the quietness of this moment, we take a second to be inspired in the quiet, right here, right now. Breathing in and breathing out. Preparing to return for this from this moment. We know that a huge banquet table has been prepared before us, and we have partaken of the best parts. Love, joy, peace, wisdom. Dear God, we are so grateful that we know you, that we know that it is you who springs us forth to do what is ours to do. We know that it is you that fills us with a love like no other love, because we become a part of that love. So in this moment, right here, right now, we give you thanks. We thank you for the activity of the Holy Spirit moving in and throughout our very beings. And for this and all things, we express gratitude from the deep recesses of our heart. Yes, we are grateful. And so, in the name of the living, loving Christ moving in and throughout all creation, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so. And so it is. Amen.